My name is Charlene Wilson, and I am talking with
Miss Mary Ray Gons
here in Harrison County, Kentucky. Today's date is April the 30th, 1984. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes.
Just to make sure my records are correct, would you please spell your full name?
V-E-S-S-I-E and G-A-U-N-C-E.
What was your spouse's name?
Mary Ray Gons.
Would you please spell the full name?
B-E-R-R-Y-R-A-Y-G-A-U-N-C.
Did you have children? And if you did, would you please tell us a little about them?
We had two children, two daughters, Cleta Frances and Aft Ruth.
What about grandchildren?
Have six grandchildren. Three girls and three boys.
What was your occupation?
A seamstress from the time I was 14 years old.
Your spouse's occupation?
Farmer.
What is your address now, and how long have you lived here?
Grand Haven Nursing Home, and I've been here since the 7th day of June, 1983.
Where did you live before coming to the nursing home?
On Walnut Street.
Had you lived there very long?
I lived there 18 years after my husband passed away.
You said you were farmers. What part of the community did you live in when you were farming?
About 9, 10 miles east of Cynthiana on the Mud Lick Pike.
Mud Lick Pike. What were your parents' names and occupations?
Farmers and Lottie Harney Smith and William Thomas Smith.
Were they from Harrison County or were they from adjoining
county? Harrison County. They just lived about 7 miles apart.
When they were young?
When they were young.
Miss Bessie, what is your religious preference?
Christian church.
How old are you and what is your birth date?
I'm 87 now. I'll be 88 the 5th day of September, and I was born 1896, September the 5th, on a rainy Monday.
On a rainy Monday. Where did you go to school, and what's your highest level of completed education?
I went to Shading Up School, and the teacher taught all grades, and I went through the 8th grade and went 1 year to school after I passed the 8th grade examination. Didn't have anything else to do, and we had a good teacher, and he gave me extra work.
So you didn't finish high school, what they call high school now?
We didn't have a high school that we could get to anyways handy.
My favorite question, when did you learn to quilt? How old were you and what year might this be?
Well, I didn't learn to quilt for quite a while, but I started when I was about 6 years old. We had no mail route, and the post office where we got our mail was at Shady Nook, and there were little pigeonhole boxes. Every fellow had a pigeonhole box. And it was my job when I went to school to bring my grandparents' mail to them. And a quilt went in at my grandmother's house in September, the 1st of September, and it stayed in until May. Then you were going to house clean. And every afternoon it was my job to take the mail to them. And when they had a quilt in, I had to get up on a old-fashioned Bible hardback. It was about 6 inches thick, and sit there and quilt. I was given a big needle and thread, and I had to thread my own needle. But as I quit more, I could quilt anywhere I wanted to on the quilt. It didn't make any difference where I quilted, but I couldn't have a knot in my thread. And after I quilted a while, when I would leave, they'd just pull the thread and my quilt would come out.
You said they wouldn't let you put a knot. Now, what was the reason for not putting that knot?
So as soon as I left, they could pull it out. I could quilt anywhere I wanted to on the quilt, but I didn't have a knot, and as soon as I was gone, they'd pull it all out.
When did you get to put a knot in there?
Well, I expect I was 8 or 10 years old by the time I got to put, I had to learn to make little stitches, and the longer I went, the smaller my needle got. When I'd go back, they'd give me a littler needle. The older I got a littler needle, and I had to thread it. Then my grandmother went to Cincinnati and come back and brought me a thimble, and I couldn't ever sit down to quilt without putting that thimble on. And that was awful awkward and hard to do.
Who taught you to quilt then?
Grandmother Smith, Mrs. Silas Smith.
And what, well, I think you've already answered this question in the way that they taught you to quilt, starting you out with a large needle and then gradually coming down until your stitches became perfect and not having a knot to begin with and then ending up with a knot. I expect you were pretty proud when you got to put that knot in there.
I never understood why they wouldn't let me have a knot until I was told I was doing well enough that I could leave my stitches in. Then I had to learn to pull a knot through the lining so it wouldn't show.
Can you remember what types of quilts you were worked on when you were beginning to learn to quilt?
Oh, yes. One they call Monkey Ridge and Log Cabin and Necktie.
These were all piece quilts.
They're all piece quilts. No, there wasn't at that day and time, cross stitch and appliques wasn't even heard of.
Who else in your family quilted?
My sister, Ms. Claude McCauley.
Is she still living now?
She lives over on Reynolds Avenue.
Did your mother quilt?
Mother quilted, but neither of my sisters, I had three sisters. One died when she was about 18 months old, and then the other sister, or two sisters, never seemed to care anything about them. Nothing to do with the needle. I done the sewing for them. They didn't.
Any men at that time quilt that you knew of?
No.
Had there been periods in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
No, I believe my quilting come first. I love to quilt, and the more tedious it got, the better I liked it.
The more work. How much time do you spend now quilting?
Well, I can't quilt at all now. I would like to, but I can't. I'm kind of not having space for my quilting frames. But I had double bed size quilting frames and the king size frames, and the hooks for baby quilts.
When you were at home and had your own home, about how much time did you spend quilting when you had your own home and frames and things?
My husband had a coronary heart condition, and he had to have medicine at 12 o'clock. And I had been a seamstress and sewed for people, and after he got sick, I couldn't have people coming and fitting dresses and things, so then I took up the quilting and quilted for just any and everybody everywhere. And I put in quite a bit of time because I would have to stay up and give the 12 o'clock medicine. That was something that must be done.
Did you have a particular place in your home that you liked to quilt, any
yes,
place over another?
I had two bay windows in my dining room, and my quilting frame set across that, and they were so made that I could turn the screw of the bolt, I think they call it a cottle bolt, and you could turn it and that would let your frame go straight up and down. Your quilt would be straight up and down, and that would go across the window when I was using the dining room for guests.
That made it easy then to without taking it apart or taking
right.
it down. Where did you get your quilt designs?
Out of a mechanical magazine.
Mechanical magazine. Mm-hmm. Was this a quilter?
No, it wasn't a quilter. It was just a mechanical magazine. and I took it to the lumber yard, and they didn't want to make it as narrow as I wanted. Quilting frames, the old-fashioned quilting frames, were wide enough that you could sit on each side and the quilters could reach from one to the other. And I knew there's nobody going to use mine but me. And I didn't have mine made as wide, just a nice arm's length and enough for the roll on the far side.
Where did you get some of your quilt designs?
Everywhere I could order them from.
What are some of the patterns that you used to enjoy making when you were making quilts?
Well, I've made so many different designs, I'd hardly know what to say.
Did you have any particular one that you really enjoyed doing?
Well, I liked the wedding ring. It was a showy quilt after it was quilted. But this one thing, in your piece quilts, you don't want your quilting design to take from your piece part, because you can have too much quilting, too much different design that'll take away from it, and you don't want to take anything away from your piece top.
What, in your opinion, makes a good quilt?
Well, I hardly know what to say. Any of it, if it is a pieced quilt, if the squares are exactly square and the corners all hit, because when you go to lay it off, a pieced quilt has to be laid off, and you want your lines to run perfect. Two stitches out of line will show when you stand up and look at them put on bed.
Why did you make quilts?
Well, for the money partly, and more as much for enjoyment as anything else. When I was at home after my husband passed away and I come to Cynthiana, I'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and quilt until 7. And then I'd go have my breakfast and plan for my lunch at 11. And I'd eat lunch at 11 and get back to my quilt and quilt. That was before I had any illness of my own.
Is this the same reason that you quilted in the first place? What would have been your reason to have quilted way back?
I just always loved a needle of any kind. When I was very, very small, I had a big long pin with a piece of thread tied around it and sewed with paper and and anything I could get to. My mother sewed, and I was the oldest of the children. And I always just sit down in my little chair by her, and I'd sew, but I'd just have a long thread tied to a big long pin. And string paper and buttons. Strung miles of buttons.
Which do you find the most satisfying, piecing the quilts or quilting?
Quilting.
Why?
Your work shows up prettier. If your top that you're quilting is put together as it should be, your quilting adds to it. If it is not perfect, your quilting's ruined and the top is too.
In other words, if the top is not in good shape when you start, there isn't anything that
There's
you can
nothing,
do by
nothing I can do, and if they have If it's in squares and they have held it in to make it fit, there's no way for a quilter to get it out. It's there and it stays.
Did you ever participate in quilting bees?
I quilted at the Presbyterian Church with the Thursday Club.
What was this like quilting with the group?
There were six of us that quilted. It was nice. There's a lot of difference in quilting. Some quilters can quilt even, yet it won't be of the little stitches. You're really supposed to get 10 stitches on a number 9 needle. But you can't always do it, because if you're on a circle or if you're getting to the end of a square, you want them as corners kept square. And if it's a circle, you can't take but a very few stitches on your needle to keep your circle perfect.
You think there's a difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party?
I imagine there would be. I never went to one. But I imagine it would be, because if you was there for fun, you wouldn't put as much interest in on your quilt.
Can't do two things at once sometimes. You pretty much answered this question about have you ever quilted with other people. You said you quilted at the Thursday Club.
Yes. Well, I used to quilt with the Missionary Society at Republican, too.
So you've quilted in several groups.
Yes.
What's it like to quilt with a group?
Oh, it's nice. Oftentimes you'll see your own mistake by watching someone else quilt.
Yeah. I imagine you would. Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
I think that's about the same name that is given to the log cabin quilt, because you can set it up in about 14 different ways. Now, I have two books that Ms. Max Winford gave me, and it's on Kentucky quilts. Both of them were.
But you've never heard
of I've never known of a Kentucky
of
quilt.
Of a Kentucky quilt just itself.
No.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
Yes.
Can you give us some names of who you taught and where and how, why and maybe how? And
my sister-in-law, Ms. Thurman Gons, and a niece who is doing quite a bit of quilting now. I persuaded her into quilting and got her started. And she's over in Nicholas County, Ms. Allen Rue. And she quilts now for everything. She's got quite a few quilts in the art store in Lexington.
So she's quilting and making up.
She's doing it now a business.
In a business type fashion.
That's right.
What patterns did you use in teaching people to quilt? Did you have any certain patterns?
Just whatever they had started.
Whatever they started.
And thought they couldn't quilt it themselves, and I convinced them that they could. The putting them together is something that is tedious, and you must be careful and get it straight. You cannot pull your top one way or the other. If it's in squares or stars, your points must all be straight out. You can't pull the top, because you do, they're twisted. And if they're twisted in the frames, they'll be twisted when they're quilted.
I'm learning some things from you. Do you enjoy teaching others to quilt?
Oh, yes. I'd like it yet if I wasn't too old. The oldest lady that I taught to cross-stitch was 90 years old, and she cross-stitched one then for all of her children. And the youngest one was a little girl, 11. When she was about 6 years old, she was at my house and I was quilting. And she said, "When I grow up, I'm going to do that." So when she was 11 years old, that never left her mind. And when she was 11 years old, her mother brought her and wanted to know if I would try to teach her, and I did. And she does real nice work.
Now, who is this?
This is a niece, Bonita Gaunce. She's in Lexington.
She's still quilting, huh?
No, she's disabled with arthritis and rheumatism.
But she quilted as long as
yes,
she could.
Yes, she did.
She still had the joy for
it. She still liked it.
Do you have any quilt books?
Well, I've got loads of them, but I don't know where they are after we had the sale. I don't know where they went to.
Did you have any favorite books that you like over others?
Well, I had such a bunch of them, I'd hardly know what to say. I prized the two quilts that Ms. Max Winford gave me. lot because they had some quilts in that I had never seen. They were, some of them were piece quilts. And then Hove's department store, their linen department store, had a man working for them. And he went and made trips to New York and got the equipment, tops, and the kits and all. And he found one and mailed it to me, so that made it
special
to me.
Did you ever read any quilt magazines?
Oh yes, I took National Quilters magazine for quite a few years, and Needlecraft and Work Basket. Might have been another one or two.
Did you prefer any of them over the others?
I liked National Quilters magazine.
Did you take patterns from any of these magazines or books that you used to subscribe to?
Oh, I got books from them, different ones of them.
Did you ever use any of the patterns out of them?
Yes, quite a few.
Did you follow them like they were written, or did you alter them to suit yourself?
Well, sometimes I did and sometimes I didn't. I would make one just as the directions gave and see how I liked it. Piece of square to see how I liked it. And then if I thought I could alter it better to suit me, why I'd change it.
Change it if it suited you. Do men quilt?
Yes. Now, I never did see him quilt, but Virgil Smith, a neighbor of ours, he helped his wife quilt.
Do you think there's any difference in the way they quilt than women, maybe?
The difference in the way they hold their needles. You couldn't get a man to put a thimble on.
What do you do with your finished quilts, or what have you done with them?
Well, I sold a good portion of them. I had six, when I broke up housekeeping, I gave each one of the grandchildren a brand new quilt that I had made. And there was six of them, and there was three new ones sold, and then there was some that had been used, some that was sold.
Did you quilt for other people?
Oh yes. At one winter I had quilts from 17 different states, and the reason why I got so many from different places, I did quilts for brides, for wedding gifts, from different places. Quite a few in Nashville, Tennessee. And these brides would go somewhere else to live, and they had my telephone number, but they could not remember the name. And they'd call me on the telephone and say, "Now, do I have number so-and-so?" And I'd tell them yes, and they'd say, "But what I want to know, is this the quilt for me?" And quite a few that I never had heard of before, but I never did lose a penny.
When did you start quilting for other people, and why?
Well, really, I put my whole soul and body in on it when I came to Cynthiana to live in the apartment with Ms. Porter. And to my imagination, after I sold the farm, I couldn't do any good there by myself. And come to town, I just felt like I was taken away from the world. And I realized that something must be done, that I must get busy with something. So I had a quilt or two of my own, and I quilted them, and they just went like hotcakes. They sold just right now, and I had no need for them because I had plenty of my own. And then they begun to get these kits of quilts and bring for me to do, from kit to bed. And I've done quite a few of them. It didn't make any difference to me what it was, just so it was work. Applique, cross stitch, any of them.
So you have sold quilts?
Oh yes, yes. I had one lady in Nashville, Tennessee, I couldn't keep them made for fast enough.
Were these piece quilts or
cross stitch? No, they were cross stitch quilts. Well, two or three of them was applique, One of them was the poppy quilt, if you've ever heard of it. It's a beautiful quilt.
How did you advertise that you did quilts?
I never did
advertise. Word of mouth?
Just word of mouth. And as I say, I quilted for brides, and they would move on somewhere else, and they had friends that would want quilts, and it just went like that.
You said that you started selling your quilts or quilting and selling them when you moved to town. This has been about how long ago?
Well, I was on Pike Street 21 years, and I've been here a year.
So about 22 years ago you started selling?
As a business, yes.
Yes.
I quilted. I put a quilt in the last of August, and I quilted till the last of May. And then I cross-stitched and pieced or done whatever they required, whatever they wanted done from that until the last week in August. And I always book quilts for winter during the month of August.
This question isn't on here, but about how many quilts can you quilt out? Say you started it quilting in September till May. About how many?
August. I started the last week in August. I have done anywhere from 18 to 21. If the quilting wasn't too difficult, and a double bed size quilt, I could do it in 18 days. But now that was quilting. I'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was in, I thought, perfect health. And I liked it, and I liked to quilt early. And I'd get up at 4 o'clock and quilt till 7, and then go get my breakfast and plan my noon lunch. And I ate dinner at 11 o'clock and back to the quilt. And I'd quilt then until I had supper at 5.
So
and then I'd quilt after supper. And
you
then,
spent several hours during the day.
Oh yes, I did. And then at night, some nights I'd have nights I just couldn't rest or couldn't sleep, and I could get up and quilt a couple of hours, go back to bed and go to sleep.
Doesn't bother your back?
Doesn't bother my back, and never bothered my eyes. I've never had trouble with my back or eyes, but I try to sit as straight as I can when I quilt. That's the main thing, not put your weight on your quilting frames, and not slide your needle. You want to, when you start quilting a quilt, get it in the frames like it's to go. You want to be sure that the edge that you start from is straight. And you don't want to start at one end. You want to start in the middle, just at a nice arm's length. And if it is in lines or any way that you can do it, make your arm's length stitching from that to the edge. Start in the middle and go to one end and skip about every third line. And then go back to the middle and go the other way for about every third line. And be sure your lining is nice and tight. And then if you want to start at one end, quilt straight through, fine.
What do you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Well, I have repaired dozens for Pauline Florence. Some that her mother and her mother-in-law had, and the pieces begun to wear, maybe completely out, and I'd cut a piece out of something else and put it on there.
Put it in.
And rebind them. The binding, in putting your binding on, you want to make the binding wide enough. Now, I had a ruler that I went by just about a good inch and a half wide. And you want your bias to be perfect bias. And when you stitch that on, you want the face of your quilt up and lay your binding on that and stitch it with the sewing machine one way. And you want that binding then to come back to that machine stitching, and that makes your binding double. Turn it back and whip by hand. And then there's another binding called a back binding. That is where you along your edge of your quilt, most generally on applique or cross stitch, there's a little blue line on the outside, and you baste that pretty close on that blue line. Then when your quilt is finished and you take it out of the frames, you turn that batting and lining back and cut it off right along that basted edge. And look around your quilt and see what is the narrowest place that you have of your top that sticks out. You don't want your binding to be all the same width. And it may be pretty narrow sometimes, but that's all right. Then you double 12, 14 inches. Ahead of your work, 12 or 14 inches, you double your binding under the width that you want it, and take pins and stick the head to your right and put your pin crosswise of this binding. If you put your pin in the other way, when you go to whipping, you'll catch your thread on, and you put your pins through with the head to the right and let it stick out. Then the other way of binding is a whip binding. You fold the two edges in, but you want to hold the face of your quilt, or the pretty side of it, to you, so that you're sure when you are whipping it, your back won't stick up. If you turn it the other way, your back will sometimes stick up.
Have you ever entered a quilt in a show or a contest or the state or county fair?
No. I always thought I would, and different ones told me that, I had one of the fair rule books, and you are responsible for your own quilt if it gets dirty. It's your loss.
Or if it gets stolen or something
happens.
That's right.
So I never did.
I think a lot of people do not for this reason.
That's the reason I didn't.
In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitude about quilting?
Yes, I think quite a bit. Different ones that I know that do quilt, they'll say, well, your quilting is not like mine. And I think it is just the way they handle it or the way they do it. It's just, there's a lot of difference. There is some people that can do awful nice even quilting, and if nobody else quilts on the quilt, it looks nice. But you take where there is several and you look the quilt over, you can tell where some has quilted real nice and then others. And some people just cannot quilt even, and when they fill their needle with stitches and put their needle back down, instead of sticking it straight through, they slide their needle and it makes a big stitch where they start the next needle.
What is to you is the value of quilting?
Well, you can't hardly value it because it takes a lot of time. Right now, quilting is real good. You can do very good making a living at it if you want to.
What are your favorite colors to use in a quilt?
I don't think I have any favorite colors. It's the combination that you put together, more so than any special color.
Have you ever heard of using any certain color in a quilt?
Oh yes, I had one in brown. All brown. For a lady at Oddville. It was Baron Peter Pan. And oh, was it ever hard to quilt. It was brown set up with unbleached muslin. And your white thread. You sure had to have little stitches on that dark brown Peter Pan, and it was hard to quilt. Peter Pan and heavy percale like we used to buy years ago is awful hard to quilt. Whenever you get on to quilting cross-stitch quilts or applique quilts, you never want to go back to a piece quilt.
No.
I haven't had a piece quilt now. I had one for Nancy McCauley, Leroy McCauley's wife, and it was a piece quilt. It was very unusual, but it was a beautiful thing. I have a picture of it. I think I showed you the picture. It was very unusual.
Anything about using red in quilts through your
just
years?
Just so it doesn't fade. If it is a pieced quilt and you have used a little figure red in it, in your quilt, as a dominating color, it's very pretty to bind it in just as near as you possibly can with a small figure like you have in your quilt. But it works with any color, green or blue or
any of them,
whatever you.
Have you used a standard frame or a hooplet frame?
Yes, I have used hoops. Now I use hoops for baby quilts and works very well. I'm not very fond. I have quilted one or two with the hoops, but I don't care for it because I use safety pins if you can't baste it, because every time you move those hoops you're gonna have quilt left over.
Sliding.
Your lining is gonna be crooked. And it's hard to, if it's square, when you put it in your hook, you want that square to look square at you and be square instead of twisted or whopper jaw. And it's hard to do. But when you do quilt on a hook, you want to start in the center and quilt out to the right or out to the left, first one way and then the other. Then you start in the center and quilt from the center back to the end and the center and back to the end, and then that leaves your four corners and your quilt will be square.
But you prefer the large
frame? I prefer the large frame. I had double bed size frames and I had king size frames. King size and queen size frames have to be bigger. They're the same, the quilt length is the same length, but they're wider. The king size just likes a little being 9 feet wide. But I love to do a big one.
How do you think maybe the materials used in quilting have changed?
Oh, you buy prettier material now.
Prints and things.
Little prints.
What about thread? Do you think there's a difference in the thread?
There's a lot of difference in the thread. I use regular quilting thread, and it sounds unreasonable, but it's $1.39 a spool. I buy it by the dozen spools in a box.
What about batting? Do you think it's changed any?
Oh, it's changed tremendously. The cotton batting would wad up when it was washed and all. The polyester bat doesn't do that.
I think it's easier to quilt on.
Oh, it's easier to quilt. It's lots easier to put a quilt in, because it has a glazed top on it.
What about your backings? Do you think there's been any major change in those?
I don't think there's been really any change in it. It's just hasn't been too many years old that you could get it 90 inches wide. You had to buy the cotton and make your own lining.
Piece
and
it.
Have a seam.
Have a seam down
have
the
Have a seam down.
That's the greatest thing to me is the width. Now I'm having it all in one piece.
Now that's one thing in your quilting parties, when they would hit a seam, they'd either skip it and you could follow it clear through the quilt.
You could find the stitches clear through the quilt.
I think when you get into several layers, it makes a difference in your stitches. It has to.
And when I put my quilt in, before it was put in, I pressed it on the back, just dampened my hand and rub over it and press it on a blanket. And not open your seam up. Press your seams all one way. Then should it rip, you can whip it down and won't show where in. If you press your seam open, you can't do no good.
Did you have a special method for washing your quilts?
Well, I don't know if it was special. I didn't ever wash them in hot water, just good water, warm water that you would use your hands in, and a mild soap. I never let them get
a harsh
too
soap.
Bad soiled. And then when you put them on the line, I aim to put them the backside up first, and that the water would go through and drip through the other, and then turn it over. And after you turn it over, go ever hour or so and take hold of the corners and shake it and turn it on the line. Pull it first one way and then the other way.
So that all the weight's not on one side.
No.
Did you applique in quilts?
Oh, yes.
Why did you applique?
I loved it.
You liked to do applique?
I liked applique. I've done lots of applique.
What makes a good quilt stitch and why?
Now, what's the question?
What makes a good quilt stitch? You have a certain number that you like to put on a needle or a certain size needle?
I always try for 10, but I very seldom ever make it unless it is on a bias line. Sometimes, mostly 7.
Size 7 needle?
Number 9 needle. But 7 stitches.
Is that maybe an inch? Would that be an inch?
Yes, I'd say it'd be a good inch. The main thing is to learn to stand your needle up straight, not slide it. Each time that your needle goes up and down through the quilt, when you come up, you want that needle to stand up and go straight in. And it'll touch your finger. Now they'll say you'll stick your fingers. If you stick your fingers very bad, you ain't a very good quilter.
Ooh. I don't want to show you my two little fingers. It's all eat up here.
Well, the longer you quilt, the better you'll get.
Because I'm always afraid of not getting through all thicknesses if I don't get stuck.
Well, you'll learn that when that needle comes through there and touches. Now, I lay my fingers together like that and out. Across all of them, as I go.
Those three first fingers usually get eat up pretty bad.
My thumbnail on my right hand, where I pull a thread through, there'll be a notch in it where you pull your thread through.
Have you ever embroidered on any of your quilts?
No, I did not a double bed size quilt. I embroidered quilts for the girls when they were too young.
Do you use cross stitch or crewel or another type?
No, mine's mostly cross stitch or applique.
Do you sign your quilts?
Never have. I've been sorry of that I didn't. I have my quilt book though that I've had it. When I left the farm, I threw all the books away, thinking I'd never be able to do anything. I was out. And I'm sorry I didn't keep them, because I had right from the time I started, but I didn't. And I'm sorry I didn't sign them.
I think you wished, I know that the children or the grandchildren probably wish you had signed them, and it might be something that you might want to say, hey, you bring your quilt back and I'll put my name on the back of it. Here I did it. Because I think it's marvelous, later on down through life.
To me, it wasn't anything else.
It wasn't important at that time.
It wasn't important, and it was just something that I was passing my time away with. Oh, I've sent quilts to California, New York, New Jersey, Chicago, Milwaukee.
But it would be nice several years down the line for them to turn over and say,
well,
1968, Bessie Gonks, you know.
That's right.
Have you made up any of your own designs in your quilting life?
I have in quilting designs.
Quilting designs, but not patterns. Have you done any patterns, different patterns? Just gone wild and made your own?
No, I've never done that. After the cross stitch come in view, I just love that, and I like the applique, and I like the little pieces. It's tedious, but it's pretty when you get it done.
Do you have a favorite quilt pattern? Or a favorite one that you like to work on?
I don't think so. No special one. As pretty a quilt, I think, and as little a work as showy a quilt is Williamstown cross stitch. There is less work and looks more like you put in more time. And I've done it in all colors. And as pretty a one as I made, and it doesn't sound very good, but it was beautiful, was in black.
In black.
In black. And the lady's bedroom, she had the black carpet and the white walls and the white bed and the black and white quilts.
I bet it was pretty.
Beautiful. It was beautiful, but I thought she was crazy when she brought it and wanted it done.
Now, you said what, Williamsburg?
Williamsburg.
That's not the circles. Is that the circles?
No.
That's
no.
Another one. I'm thinking of. What future quilt projects do you have in your plans now?
Oh, if I lived to be 200, I couldn't get them all done.
What are you working on now? I see you down there in your room working.
I'm working on autumn leaves, and it's a king size quilt and has 8 different colors in it.
Mostly fall colors.
All fall colors. Rust and gold and brown and yellow and green.
And this is cross stitch.
And this is, it's a cross stitch and it's king size. And it's practically sold. If one person don't take it, another one wants it.
So you've already got it sold then?
I guess so.
How far along are you on?
One strip. It's in 3 pieces. I'm working on just about to finish up the middle strip. And I have the border on the other side to do.
You haven't been working on this too long, have you?
Well, I wrote it down somewhere. I remember putting it down, but now I can't find where I put it.
Well, Miss Bessie, I certainly have enjoyed this, and I sure do thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
And it's been very interesting talking to you tonight.
I enjoy it. I like to talk quilts anytime.
I think anybody that quilts and has a love for quilts likes to talk.
Yes,
I know I do.
I think so. I think the main thing, though, is just to keep your design in quilting or whatever you're doing is straight. Don't get it twisted.
Thank
your
you very much.
Corners must be square and the rings must be round.
That's pretty good way to wind it up. Thank you again.
You're welcome.